Welcome to Heart Compass, a podcast that's all about figuring out your own path in life, finding your love and light, and being guided by your intuition through it all. Welcome to the third ever episode of this podcast. Thank you so much for being here. I'm really grateful that you're taking the time out of your day to listen to this, and whether you're on the way to somewhere, or you're cleaning, or you're cooking, or you're doing whatever, or you're maybe listening to this without distractions, that would be pretty cool. The time since I last posted has been a little longer than I anticipated. I did want to post this podcast every week, but I figured that I only wanted to record when I was able to really speak from my heart and not my head. And I only want to record this when I'm really like grounded and I feel like I have something to say that's important to me on a deeper level and not just because I wrote down the idea a few weeks ago and now I have to do it. I just really wanted to take the pressure out of it because this podcast is about, you know, being guided by your heart and not just knowing things, but really feeling them. And that's why I decided to not have a really tight schedule with this podcast and only record when I really, really feel like it and when I'm really like speaking from my heart and not my head. So as always, I want to start this off with a quote, and today's quote is rather a question and it fits the topic of today's episode. And it goes like this. Whatever is informing you is forming you. What are you feeding your body and mind? Yes, so think about that real quick, but we'll definitely get into that later in the episode. Because today's topic is time and energy being your biggest resource as a human being and spending your resources, your time and energy mindfully, and being mindful of how spending your time and energy on certain things affects you and is affecting your life essentially. So most people, I'd say, in our current world and society, most people spend a lot of time really mindlessly and not aligned with their purpose or what they want from life. We live in a world where I'd say 80 to 90% of people are caught up in this rat race of making money and striving to be successful, successful in quotes, because I think success should be defined by everyone themselves and not by anything external. And I think every human being should define success for themselves because it's definitely completely different for everybody. But yeah, so our world has been caught up in this rat race, I like to call it, forever. And many people have not even had the time to think about what they want from life, or what their purpose is, or what their dream life would look like, or stuff like that. And now we're in a time where, you know, 2020 was a crazy year, and because of all the things that have been going on, I don't want to say the word because then it's gonna get monetized in a really weird way, I don't even know. But you know, 2020, we all know what has been going on, and people have suddenly had like so much time on their hands, and not everyone, I know that, but so many people that were really like caught up in this day-to-day life of just, you know, working their 9-to-5 job and then being exhausted and not doing anything with their time, and just being in that cycle all the time. And now we have a time where suddenly those people do have a lot of time on their hands, a lot of free time, and a lot of time on their own. And basically, I think 2020 definitely was a year of reflection and a lot of growth. Definitely everyone kind of sees the world a little differently now, I think. And that's really beautiful, because us humans as a collective were able to really connect in that way and reflect on our existence, basically, and our own paths. And that's really, really beautiful, I think. But what I've also been seeing with people spending their free time that they have now is that many people are spending their time really mindlessly again. And, you know, mindlessly in the sense that, you know, they're on their phone a lot and they're just, you know, laying around and being lazy. And not that that's a bad thing at all. Like, please do take your time to relax. That's so important. But kind of being sucked into those really mindless patterns of watching Netflix and scrolling through TikTok and, you know, just being caught up in that. And when you do that, the time like flies. I know myself when I do that, that the time just completely flies. And after 3 hours of scrolling through TikTok, I'm like, dude, where did the time go? How was this 3 hours of my life? And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. But I think that we all should be a lot more mindful of those things. And if we do decide to spend our time on just watching Netflix or scrolling through TikTok or YouTube or whatever, that we should do that in a way where we are aware of what it's doing to us and aware of the current moment as well. Because you can be mindful and watch TikToks. Definitely. But yeah, so those are kind of the trends I've been seeing with our society and humanity. And of course, I'm mainly speaking from the perspective of a 21-year-old and not really of a, you know, 50-year-old, because I feel like throughout the generations, it's definitely different, and different generations have been dealing with everything differently. And as I am a 21-year-old, I definitely am on my phone a lot. And in the last year, I have spent my time really mindlessly sometimes, and I went through a cycle where I would literally do nothing else than lay in bed, watch TikToks and Netflix and YouTube, and not really be in the moment at all or use my time wisely at all. And that's why I started thinking about this topic. I mean, this has been present in my life and for me for the last few months, or I would say like 6 to 7 months. But yeah, that's what I wanted to talk about, because spending your time and energy is something so important and something that you should do really mindfully. And you should be aware of how you spend your time and energy and how that is affecting you, or how that is, yeah, changing your life, or how that is affecting your life. I want to kind of ask you a couple of questions throughout this episode and maybe inspire you to reflect on your own life and how you spend your time and energy. So if you're down for that, I would love for you to, like, if you have the time right now, and if you are not, like, driving or anything right now, like, if you're driving somewhere, definitely don't do this. But I would encourage you to maybe write these questions down and come back to them sometimes, or write them down and maybe after this episode, read them a couple of times, or just reflect on them, think about them, just to, you know, maybe make a little bit of a change in your life if you feel like that's what you need and that's something that would better your life and your existence. So I want to start off with the first question. How are you spending your time and energy in your life right now? And now the second question is, what does your dream reality look like? You know, what are your dreams and desires and goals, and how do you want to be as a human? Like, what does your highest self look like, feel like, act like? And where do you see yourself in 5 years? Maybe these are questions that you have asked yourself before, or that you have been confronted with in your life before. And you have, like, a super quick answer and you're like, yeah, that's it. Or you could be completely overwhelmed by those questions, or, you know, if you've never really been exposed to existential questions like that before, that can be really overwhelming, and I totally get that, and I feel you, like, definitely completely normal. And maybe you need a few hours or days or months or whatever to find answers to those questions. Like, those are really big questions in life, and, you know, you don't have to find answers right away, but just think about them for a few minutes if you have the time right now. And now look at your answers, and look at those answers for the last few questions first. Like, how does your dream reality look like, or what is your dream life like? How does your highest self look and feel and act, and what does your highest self do, and how do you spend your time in your highest self, and where do you see yourself in 5 years? Those answers should really light you up. And if you have that vision in your head right now of what your dream reality looks like, then I encourage you to really breathe into that a couple of times. Let's do that together. Start by really visualizing your dream life. You know, what do you do on your day-to-day life, and what do you do for work, or what are your passions, and what kind of projects are you working on, or who do you spend your time with, where do you live, how do you look, the way that you talk, everything. Everything in that dream reality, just really, really visualize it right now. Maybe just one moment of that dream life, or just a general overview of your life, whatever feels comfortable for you. Really visualize that. And if you have those images in your head, let's breathe into that 3 times. Breathe in. And let it go. And breathe in again. And let it go. Last time. And if you close your eyes during that, open them again. If you didn't, that's fine. This is something you can definitely implement into your everyday life. Just exactly what we did right now, visualizing what you want your dream reality to look like and what you want to manifest in your life, essentially, and really breathing deep into that. Yeah. And you can definitely do more breaths than just three, but I just wanted to do this quick exercise with you. And if you didn't join me, that's totally fine. But if you are in a moment of uncertainty, or if you just feel like you want to be a little more grounded, you can do this. And yeah, so now you should have your dream reality visualized and in your head. And now we'll come back to that first question I asked you, which was, how are you spending your time and energy in your life right now? And I think there are two types of ways that you spend your time and energy. And that is, first of all, your alone time, like how you spend your time alone. And then there is how you spend your time with people and who you share that energy with. So in your alone time, like what do you do right after you wake up, or what do you do right before you go to bed? And what do you do in your free time, like when you have absolutely nothing scheduled, when you have nothing to do? What do you do with that time? Like, what do you do? And how do you handle it when you feel down, and especially when you're alone, how do you cope with negative feelings and emotions? Or do you do what you love enough, like your hobbies, your passions, everything you love to do, the things that light you up, the things that actually give you energy instead of draining you from energy? Do you do those things enough? And how much time do you spend mindlessly? Mindlessly in the sense that you maybe will, you know, just go into this hole of whatever, just scrolling on TikTok or being on your phone, whatever it may be, watching TV, I don't know. And then there's social life, like who you spend your time with. You can ask yourself, do the people that you spend your time and energy with make you feel loved, appreciated, worthy? Do they encourage you to be who you truly are, or do you have to be someone else for them? Do they inspire you to be the best version of yourself? Do they encourage you to grow and evolve and reflect and be present? Do they help you if you need support in any situation? Do you feel like you have more or less energy after hanging out with them? Do you have to be smaller in order for them to feel comfortable around you? Smaller in the sense of maybe energy-wise. So you have to be lower frequency for them to feel comfortable around you. Or knowledge-wise, so you have to, you know, act a little more dumb or unwise than you actually are? Or do they keep you from doing what you actually love doing? And those are all questions that definitely take time to answer, and you don't have to find an answer to every single one right now, and you don't have to have every single one of those answered. And I definitely don't think that this is the only way to a happy life, but for me, that really, really helped me, like asking those questions and really reflecting on how I spend my life and what I'm doing in my life, and if that's actually what I want. So if you have asked yourself all those questions, like how you are spending your time and energy and who you're spending it with and everything, then compare that with your dream reality and just see if that aligns. And if it does, that is freaking amazing. You are on the road straight to your dream life, and you're basically already living in your dream reality. So that is perfect. You just have to focus on being in the moment and being grateful for everything that you have, and, you know, keep on growing, but you are on a great way. And I'm really proud of you for doing that. But if that doesn't align, so if you feel like the things that you're doing right now are not bringing you any closer to that dream reality, like the way that you're spending your resources, so your time and your energy, if that is not bringing you any closer to that dream reality and those goals and the person you want to become and your highest self, whatever, if that is not getting you any closer to that, then maybe you should reevaluate your life and think about what would bring you closer to that, or which habits and routines you could let go and get rid of to make space and time and energy for things that would bring you closer to that. Because making space for people, for activities, for habits, for routines, for creating, that will bring you so much closer to yourself and will make you able to really feel into that and essentially be guided by your intuition, which this podcast is all about. So when I did this, and by the way, when I did this, I wasn't so aware that I was doing this. Like, I didn't ask myself all of these specific questions, and I wasn't like, one day I woke up and then I was like, all right, I'm gonna reflect on my life right now and I'm gonna ask all these questions, and then from now on I'm gonna only spend my time in mindful ways. And it was not really that clear when I started doing this. This is only something that, looking back now, I realize that I did, but I did this over the course of like a year or maybe even longer. But when I did kind of reflect on my life and realize that I was spending my time and energy on people and things and activities that were not at all feeding into my dream reality and that were not helping me get any closer to what I want my life to look like in a few years or tomorrow, because the future is in every moment, you know. Right now, we can say that 5 minutes from now, that's the future. So you're always, absolutely always able to change the trajectory of your life, because you are in a moment where 5 minutes from now, that's your future. So you're always able to change your reality and your future. So what I did was, first I clarified what I want from life and what my dream reality looks like. I made, you know, vision boards, and I really, really got deep into my soul's desires, and I started thinking about, you know, what is my purpose in life? Why am I here? And what do I want to do in life? And all those big, 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 big life questions that, you know, the answers do change over the course of your life for sure, but it's amazing to, you know, start somewhere. And yeah, so I clarified that, and it definitely is changing every day, because when I look back on a vision board I made like 2 months ago, it's not completely different, but it would look different right now. If I would have, you know, made a vision board yesterday, that would look completely different than a vision board that I did make 2 months ago. So that's definitely always changing, but I clarified what I wanted from life and what my highest self looks like. Like, what is she doing every day, and how does she speak, and what does she look like, and who is she friends with, and what does she do, and what does she eat, and all those things. Like, I created that vision of myself, and yeah, so then everything was really clear, and that was amazing. So that was the first step, and as I said, that was not a thing I did overnight. That was a thing that definitely happened over the course of like over a year. But then when I knew what I wanted from life and what my dream reality and my highest self would look like, I started to reflect and detect the things in my life that were not bringing me any closer to that. So that was definitely not an easy thing to do, because detecting the things that are not getting you any closer to your dream reality, that can mean small things like, you know, looking at your phone first thing when you wake up in the morning, to bigger things like relationships, friendships, jobs, like big, big parts of your life. So that's a scary thing to do, like to reflect on that in this way and really dig deep. So for me, that definitely meant a lot of hard decisions. And, you know, when you know so clearly what you want from life, then you kind of have to make a decision. Like, there's two paths you can go on now. The first one is to be like, all right, that's my dream reality, and that's what my life could look like, and that's what I wish for. But making the changes to redirect my path, to go in that direction, that's just too scary, and that's just so far from reality that you cannot wrap your mind around it, and it's just way out of your comfort zone, and you're just not able to leave that comfort zone. So you know, stay on the path you're on right now. Maybe you're not unhappy or depressed or anything, but you know that that's not the life that you want to live, and that's a path that's not gonna get you where you're dream reality lies and your highest self lives. So, you know, that's the first direction you could go in at that point. And I think many people do. I have met a lot of people that are like, yeah, you know, I had those big dreams and I wanted to do that and that and that. And then they said, but that's just unrealistic. And, you know, I'm comfortable right here, where I am right now, so I'm just gonna stay here. And, you know, a lot of people do that, and I'm not judging anyone for it, because shit is fucking scary. Like, don't get me wrong, like, making big, big, big life changes to redirect your path, to essentially get you where you wanna be, like, that is scary, and those are changes and decisions that don't happen overnight, and that take a lot of strength and time, essentially. But if you do decide to, you know, act upon those things that you just realized or reflected on, like, if you have realized that maybe you are drinking alcohol 3 times a week, and that is not getting you any closer to your highest self, or that the vision of your highest self is, you know, would not do that, then now's the time to implement those changes into your life. So that's the second route you can go on. Taking the things that you have realized that are not bringing you any closer to your dream reality, like all the habits and routines that you have in your life that are not getting you any closer to that, taking those things and kicking them out of your reality, essentially. Like, you are in charge of those habits and those routines. Like, you can change that 100%. And please don't get me wrong, you do not have to do this overnight or over the course of a day or whatever. Like, not at all. And those negative habits and routines that are not getting you any closer to your dream life, those are there for a reason. Like, you started doing that because of something you wanted to process, or, you know, some things you do because you want to distract yourself, or you want to numb some emotions, or you want to be cool or fit in, or I don't know. Like, there are so many things and so many habits that are possibly not getting you any closer to your dream reality, but those things are there for a reason. So recognize that and don't hate yourself for doing them, because you're not wrong or bad for doing those things. They're just not getting you closer to your dream reality, and you're realizing that right now. So even realizing those things is the biggest step ever, and you can be so proud of yourself for that. So don't expect yourself to be perfect overnight and to not do anything negative or like completely get rid of every single bad habit you have overnight. You do not have to do that at all. And please don't hate yourself if you slip up once in a while, but just make a conscious effort to try and slowly let go of those habits and routines that are not bringing you closer to your dream reality, and make space for habits and routines that are going to bring you closer to your dream reality. And letting go of those things and making space for something new can look many different ways, and especially with people and, you know, friends and relationships and everything. If you've realized that some relationships or friendships are not serving your higher good and, you know, feeding into your dream life, if you've realized that some of the friendships are not doing that, you cannot just, I mean, you could, but maybe, you know, definitely depends on the situation, but you can't just completely kick out some people of your life overnight. And sometimes that's probably the best thing to do, but definitely not all the time. So really reflect on how to take those steps, and especially with people and relationships and friends and everything, you really have to take the other person into consideration as well. And that's what I've definitely missed out on a lot over the past year, because I was so focused on, you know, I have to have only people in my life that make me a better person and inspire me and that are so much wiser than me that I can look up to them. And, you know, that's amazing, but we're still all in this together. So, you know, take into consideration that you maybe can hurt someone's feelings, or just be open about it. And maybe someone else is feeling the same way about you. So definitely be mindful of those changes. But especially when it comes to your alone time and the habits that you do every day and the routines that you have in your life, especially when you're alone, you can basically change that whenever you want, you know, because that's only you in that bubble. So if you want to change that, change that. You don't have to overnight, but you can. So what I did was I recently made a list of habits that I want to implement into my everyday life. And those are pretty small things, but they have definitely made me be so much more mindful with my time, and also, like, I made a chart so that I can check it off if I've done it that day. And that's literally the most rewarding and amazing feeling ever, even if it's just super small things. And I'm gonna read a bunch of them to you in a second, but even if it's just a super small thing, if you check that box, you are like so aware that you are feeding into your dream reality right now, and that you, you know, took your power back, and that you are doing something to get you closer to your dream life. And that's just an amazing feeling. So I highly recommend writing all the things down that could, you know, improve your life and get you closer to your highest self and your dream life. I have said that like 10,000 times now. I'm so sorry. But I wanna read to you some of the habits that I am implementing into my everyday life. And looking at my chart right now, I have not crossed off every single one, not even one day, but that's because it's like 15 habits or something. So I'm not checking off every single little habit every day, and I'm not perfect every day, and some of them I haven't even ticked off once. So that's totally fine, but I do have them like visualized and in front of me every day, and that's the important thing. So some of the things are as simple as just taking time to breathe. Sometimes when we're so caught up in our reality and our, you know, work and projects and doing things and everything, we forget to just breathe and take a few breaths, and like we did earlier, just sitting there and or laying down maybe. What I love to do is just lay on the floor and take like 5 to 10 really, really deep belly breaths and close my eyes, visualize something that makes me happy and warm inside, and then open my eyes again. And I promise you, you will feel so extremely present after doing that. So yeah, that's a habit I want to implement every day. And another one would be reading. I wrote down read at least 10 minutes. Reading is something I've always been so bad about. Like, I was never, ever, ever in my life a person that liked to read. Like, up until like a few months ago, I think I have not, I don't think I ever read a full book in my life. Oh my god, that's crazy. But you know, that's a habit that I want to implement every day. Just read at least 10 minutes, and 10 minutes is nothing. Like, 10 minutes in your day, I feel like everybody can take 10 minutes out of their day to do something. And, you know, doesn't have to be like crazy books with so much knowledge that you have to really put a lot of energy and focus on it. It could just be something fictional or, you know, anything, literally anything. So that's a habit I want to implement every day. And I've done that almost every day since I started doing this. Another habit is eat when I'm hungry and stop when I'm full, and fueling my body with nutritious food. If you have listened to my last episode, you would know that I was struggling with binge eating and like restrictive and binging cycles a lot over the past few months. And it's so important to me to remind myself every single day to eat when I'm hungry and fuel my body, because I deserve it, and my body is my temple and I'm so grateful for it. But then also stop when I'm full and listen to my body and listen to my intuition. So that's something that's really important for me. And another habit would be to tell someone how amazing they are and compliment someone, or just smile at someone if you are outside. Just, you know, sharing a little love with a human. And that could be a stranger. I feel like with strangers, it's even more rewarding. Just smiling at someone. Sometimes I'm just, you know, when I'm driving in my car, I just blast some music and then I just smile at people when I drive by them. Or I, you know, compliment someone in the store, or could also be friends, of course, like people you know, whatever. Just, you know, sharing a little love and light with someone that you cross paths with. And one that is really, really important to me is not to look at my phone 30 minutes before sleeping and 30 minutes after waking up. So in the morning and in the evening, I turn off my phone or I put it on airplane mode, just because I have noticed that I'm so much more present and mindful when I don't look at my phone first thing in the morning and, you know, last thing before I go to sleep. And that's the one thing that I have only crossed off once since I made this chart. So, you know, a little addiction to my phone for sure. But I'm trying, I'm definitely trying. But yeah, those are just some little things that I'm implementing into my life every day, or trying to implement them every day, so that I feel like I am getting myself closer to my dream life. And I'm doing it just for myself, for absolutely nobody else. And that's a beautiful thing. Like, even if it's just one thing that you do every day that is making you happier, that is making you more present, more aware, more, you know, whatever, healthier, you know, physically and mentally, that's so beautiful, because every day you let yourself know that you're there for yourself and that you got your back and that you're doing everything to make yourself happy, because nobody can do that for you. Absolutely nobody can make you happy and healthy and be the best version of yourself. So take the power into your own hands and start, you know, maybe with one thing you do every day to get yourself closer to living your dream life. Yes, so that has been my little talk about time and energy and using it resourcefully and being mindful of how you spend your time and energy. And I think that's about all I wanted to say. Something that I want to add to all of this is you don't have to be perfect and productive and healthy and on your A game every day, because sometimes you just need to lay in bed and do nothing all day, and that is totally okay. The only thing that's really, really important is that you are aware of that. And if you wake up one morning and you're like, I have no energy today and I feel like my body really needs some rest and I just don't want to do anything today, just be aware that this is something you're doing for yourself to make you happy, to make you healthy, to make you relaxed and recharge, and that that's something that's not going to be every day, but just for the day, you know, relax and treat it as a form of self-love and self-care rather than just, you know, doing it mindlessly. And please don't hate yourself if you slip up once in a while. Do not punish yourself, and don't think that you have to be perfect every day. And, you know, recognize that you are a human being and those habits were there for a reason, and it's not easy to do that, to, you know, turn your life around, or it doesn't have to be as big as that. It could be just really small things, but the small things can be really, really hard sometimes. So recognize that, and also give yourself a little pat on the back once in a while, because you are doing amazing, and that is so rare that someone is actually, like, genuinely and mindfully deciding to redirect their life and change little things in their life to make them go towards their dream reality. And that's amazing. So you can be so proud of yourself for doing that. And yeah, I think that's gonna be about it. You are worth it, and that dream life you have in your mind, you are 150% able to bring that into reality, because you are the one deciding if you wanna go towards that or not. So you have all the power. You are so worth it to live that dream life you want for yourself, and your life is so special, and your time and energy here on this planet is limited, so don't waste it. Thank you so much for listening. It was amazing to have you here, and I wish you a great rest of your day, and I wish you all the strength and the power to make the changes in your life that you know are necessary to get you where you want to be, because you are worth it, and you're so special and loved, and I love you. You're amazing.